Iba County resident Priscilla Biaje Zakaya says, early last week, after a heavy downpour, she and her children went to sleep. She says a few hours later, her children woke up to find the house submerged in water. At around 10 p.m., my children began crying out that, "Mama, water is swallowing us." All the utensils in the room were also making noise. When I suddenly lit the candle, there was boiling water like coming from the ground right in the middle of my room. I rushed out with my children and watched our tukul collapse. Zakaya says she and her children have no shelter. They are asking aid agencies to come to the family's rescue. In Jonglei State's Bor County and other areas where residents experience widespread flooding from rivers that have crested after heavy rains, this flooding is caused by underground water. The United Kingdom's Groundwater Forum defines groundwater flooding as the emergency of groundwater at the ground surface. Groundwater flooding occurs as a result of water rising up from the underlying rocks or from water flowing from abnormal springs, and usually occurs after longer periods of sustainable high rainfall, according to the forum. Paulino John is the Deputy Director for Relief and Rehabilitation Commission in Iba County.
As I'm talking, I'm better to say even suffering from diarrhea, because we have no means to get water anywhere again. The toilets are almost full of water. Some are collapsed. Then we are still using the same water in Iba. Because what I know, all the boreholes are already disinfected. We are very, really suffering from the hygiene cannot be protected.
Aid worker Justin Wodopai with the Yambia-based Blending Community Service Organization and other aid workers visited Iba County this week to provide assistance to flood victims. He says what they distributed was nearly not enough. Iba County residents say the last time they experienced groundwater flooding was 1958. For VOA News, I am Seba Martin Rangi in Yambio.